DUMB Network and the Hidden Civilization. DUMB stand for Deep Underground Military Bases. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Mari. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 11, 2025. There is a faraway M-class planet, so far from home that it is technically considered to be in deep space, and all the starships that visit it must function with minimal support from their home planet. Even though it is also considered to be in a high traffic area which is being administered by the Galactic Federation. This M-class planet, the third one from its strong yellow star, which is much stronger than ours, that is softer, is around 440 light-years away from ours, and is called Earth. Earth has a very complicated socio-cultural structure, unlike most others, which makes it extremely difficult to understand, even for the most versed researchers. The problem with planet Earth is that it is heavily fragmented into several more or less isolated civilizations, with different socio-cultural, ethical, and technological development levels. And one of them officially does not know about the existence of the others, to the point where it is kept in the dark and under a heavy perception manipulation system, to be more efficiently exploited by the other more advanced ones. This is so controversial that the mere fact that it is being perception and reality manipulated is even been questioned by onlooking interstellar civilizations. The problem is that they are also being perception manipulated into thinking that all the lies that are told to the general population of planet Earth are for their own good, and for the evolution of their souls, and part of their life plan. Sadly enough, evidence shows that most of those onlooking interstellar civilizations still fall for the manipulative lies of the organization that administers planet Earth. And only a few do not. But those few have only managed to get organized to help each other less than a year ago. So their resistance movement is only taking its first baby steps. At least those few star races, which include all the ones in the Pleiades star cluster, the Irma Feline Confederation, and powerful Antaria, can work together, helping each other with their particular strengths, in an organized way, and no longer all fragmented and working alone. Some call this not-so-little group of star nations, space conspiracy theorists, because that is exactly what they are. Planet Earth is basically divided into two main global-scale civilizations, one interstellar and the other not-so, and still taking silly baby steps into the cosmos using very low technology rockets with fire coming out of their rear end. This less developed civilization lives nearly exclusively on the surface of planet Earth, where its presence and activities are easily monitored by the other much higher developed civilizations, star nations, and the Galactic Federation. The other, more advanced civilization on planet Earth is structured in such a way that it heavily mingles with the first one on the surface, mostly for manipulative purposes, where they both mix in a confusing socio-political structure that makes it difficult to know where one ends and the other begins. What is clear is that there is a powerful elite that governs the bulk of the surface population, using false political structures, lies and sheer highly unethical manipulation. This elite is connected directly to their handlers, who are more powerful than they are, and who belong to the other more advanced civilization. Although the advanced civilization that governs the lesser one mingles a lot with it on the surface, it also creates spaces where it can develop without the lesser advanced one interfering. And when they like an area which is being inhabited by members of the lesser advanced one, they resort to abusing their high technology to create highly destructive events which will allegedly be later attributed to natural causes, all to grab and monopolize desired places on the surface. All in a highly unethical scheme, which also shows that they may be technologically more advanced, but they certainly are not in ethics and spirituality, even less so as they resort to using evil strategies that include summoning non-physical dark forces from the lower astral The more advanced civilization is very large, so it needs vast spaces to develop on its own without the interference of the lesser developed one they cruelly exploit. Although it mixes a lot with the less developed surface civilization, it has resorted to developing underground, in a vast and complicated network of artificial and natural cave systems that run deep under planet Earth's surface. This fact is limitedly known by some so-called crazy conspiracy theorists who are members of the surface civilization, yet they do not know the full extent of the underground network and how advanced and large it really is. Highly advanced interstellar civilizations, such as the one I am a member of, have starships, which are capable of mapping large areas of space, and with extreme detail. This same technology was used to map the underground structures of planet Earth some time ago, but only in the past few months has it advanced even more. As their star nations are scanning deep into planet Earth's crust while they are looking for their missing people who were taken against their will by members of that second more advanced civilization. What we have discovered using our advanced scanning equipment installed in the nose boom of our large starships, is that the underground network of the more advanced civilization is at least 3 times as large as the civilization that lives on the surface of the planet. This is hard to believe for the majority of the members of the surface population, who find it hard even to dig a hole in their backyard to plant a tree, so they think that digging a vast planet-wide underground network would be impossible, because they simply do not understand the existing technology the more advanced civilization possesses. They can dig underground hundreds of meters in a single day, using huge nuclear-powered drill equipment that not only creates the cavity, but also uses the very excess material to cover the walls with a smooth, ceramic, ultra-hard, and highly resistant finish that guarantees the structural integrity of the tunnel or cavity. And those machines do so at the same time, creating the finished area as they dig along through the hardest rock. Hard rock does not make the digging more difficult, as it is even what is most desirable, as it guarantees even more stability and structural integrity. This is the machine melts the rock and the waste material, displacing it to the sides, creating finished walls and floor, therefore there is no loose material to be disposed of during the process. Planet Earth, like any other planet, is not entirely solid, but it is not hollow either. As many claim it is, rather, it is structured as a piece of Gruyere cheese, with large cavernous areas at various depths and which may or may not connect. These are the ones which are being exploited by the more advanced civilization on planet Earth, where they have built and developed large cities. As planet Earth is not structured underground as the less advanced civilization is told, its mantle and its magma pockets do not run as deep, and they are not found all over the planet as they are told. The planet's tectonic plates, their limits, behavior, and their movement are also well known to the more advanced civilization, and are taken into account when planning their newer tunnel networks, which are also equipped with flexible junctions, isolating valve safety installations in case something fails, or water filters in through an unlikely fracture, and everything else that is needed for their tunnel system to survive a natural tectonic displacement. Although the artificial underground network is not new, with some inhabited places being thousands of years old, a lot of it has been developed in the last 50 years or so, where we have seen great expansion of underground constructions. Right now, there is a vast interconnected city underground network which runs all over the planet. Every large city on the surface has its counterpart underground, and they all connect with a vast superfast magnetic train system that moves along vacuum tubes, with nearly no friction, as they travel at high supersonic speeds. This highly developed planet-wide train system enables their citizens to travel from one corner of the planet to another in a matter of minutes to a little over an hour. This system can even be found under the oceans, at great depths, in super-resistant tubes, which are laid deep down on the ocean floor, and which are easily detectable from above. with standard sonar mapping systems. But planet Earth's governments are ordered to patrol those areas in the oceans, so no well-equipped ship can scan those areas, making them basically illegal to scan and research. All while they give simple excuses like wildlife reservation areas, some of the places where those tubes can be found in great numbers are around Antarctica, as would be expected, and throughout the ocean floor in the South Pacific. Many can also be found under the Indian Ocean, especially close to Australia. Yet those high-technology transit train tubes can be found just about anywhere around the planet. Some are more evident than others, as some may partially go underground as they traverse through an ocean floor submerged mountain. Evidence of this can be found with some research using underwater maps. Those underground cities connect with the ones on the surface in many places. Some are even quite obvious and have been filmed by truckers who sometimes are ordered to take supplies into those areas, yet they do not know how vast those underground systems are. As some truckers have stated, they drove their large 18-wheelers for hours in underground highways with a lot of traffic in them, so much that they state that they are frightened at what they have seen. Unfortunately, most of them have been silenced, but with some research, some of their videos and photographs may still be found on the internet. This is also evidence that the underground civilization is no longer seeing the need to hide their existence as much as before. This also may be seen as connected to the fact that the powers at be are getting sloppier at hiding their agendas and everything that has to do with their existence. This is why so many surface people disappear every year, as they have entrances to their underground network all over the planet, and it is very easy for them to take people against their will. For example, in big cities, they use so-called back rooms, which are places inside some of their designated buildings which are off-limits to the general public, and which have hidden accesses, and they connect to elevators and tunnel systems that lead to communication hubs underground. Some of the places which have these hidden accesses to the underground network are found in popular amusement parks, which are frequented by children, their prime victims, but are also found under government buildings, new and old ones alike. They are also found under many temples and churches, and that is the hidden meaning of the designated term, holy ground, as it literally means, a place full of holes, which lead to the underground world. I want to thank the great Jordan Maxwell for discovering the hidden meaning of the term, holy ground, among so many other eye-opening words and things. Other places which also have many entrances to the underground world and network are all the so-called national parks, which are famous for having people disappear, particularly children, as disclosed by David Paul Ides and his work, The Missing 411. This underground, highly advanced civilization has direct contact with Galactic Federation members, who ultimately are those who govern planet Earth, and are being used as a means to control the less advanced surface civilization. The Galactic Federation controls planet Earth's surface civilization through the more advanced one that exists mostly underground. As I said before, the more advanced civilization mingles with the one on the surface, making it difficult to see where one ends and the other begins, and this also happens between them and the other races they interact with, as other civilizations are living underground in much deeper levels, sometimes several kilometers below their underground cities. Although this more advanced, mostly underground civilization is human-Lyrian, there are others which are reptile-looking, and which also heavily participate in the exploitation of the people who live on the surface of the planet. And there are other civilizations deep underground which look human-Lyrian, and may be genetically similar, but are highly elusive as they have also been invaded, abused, and exploited by both the reptile-looking one, and the advanced human-Lyrian. An example of this may be Agartha. There are countless other strange animals and humanoid creatures living underground, and some of them may be very dangerous, Some of them may venture onto the surface using shallow caverns. Others live underground but close to the surface, and come out a lot, therefore may sometimes be seen by people and hikers. These humanoid creatures are highly elusive because they only want to be left alone. I am talking mainly about Bigfoot, Sasquatch, and Mink, which are all basically members of the same species. Coming back to the highly advanced human Lyrian underground civilization, their cities are at least as large as the ones on the surface, if not larger, yet are structured differently. Living priority to luxury and comfort for their elite members, who underground are in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, yet rarely come out to the surface, if ever. As they see it as a very dangerous and primitive place, they are so well installed and equipped below that they see no need to go up to the surface. The population density of those underground cities is much smaller than the ones above, as they all like their privacy while they enjoy large mansions, which are quite prevalent among their members. The general infrastructure of those large underground cities is highly advanced and rivals with the one of any star nation. They have even developed artificial sun systems to emulate natural light, much like the systems used in Andromedan and Octurian biosphere ships such as the space station Viera. There is a very cruel and vast development gap between the civilization underground and the one above, and judging by their attitude and behavior, they are not ethically and spiritually more advanced. They are only drunk with technology and power. That civilization blends and mingles with the one above, and it does so as well with the other reptile-looking one and with the rest of the interstellar galactic community through the Galactic Federation, using their starport deep under the South Pole region, from where they exit and enter the planet at will. And making things even worse, there is a drastic existential vibratory shift caused by living underground and also by the dissimilar collective unconscious, which develops differently as their concept and perception of reality contrast a lot from that of the people who live on the surface. Therefore, technically, they are in another realm, but that does not make them any less physical. This I may have to explain in detail in another video. The mere fact that they live and dwell underground makes them very difficult to track and study. Even by using highly advanced ground-penetrating systems such as the ones on large advanced starships orbiting the planet. I have said a lot today, know this and digest this information. It is the planet you are living on and how it is structured, and all this affects you deeply. This must be known, however difficult it may be to mentally process. Reality is not structured as you are being told. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Mari, 1st of Tejada.